Did you know that Ring offers a wide range of easy-to-install home security devices, including security cameras, video doorbells, and alarms? These are monitored on your phone via the Ring app. Ring will be running massive Security Week specials this month from 22 July 2024 until the end of the month, where you can save up to 50% on select Ring devices. Visit Takealot and Incredible Connections for more information on these deals. Available while stocks last. Ring, keeping people close to what's important.
Right. Hey guys, welcome to the Wisdom and Wellness Podcast with myself, Brendan Praise.
Why are you laughing?
It sounds so weird.
Why?
So, today we decided to switch things up. Mpumi is actually under the weather.
I really am, but I'm here.
She's really like
soldiering on.
You're suffering through this, but I figured, you know what, since I'm healthy, I'm super healthy, you know, I follow all the wisdom and wellness posts.
How come you never get sick?
No, because I follow what you guys talk about on the Sunday Nuggets.
No, you were actually sick when we were on holiday.
I was.
But you could soldier through. I'm like suffering.
No, it's tough, but you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, today's a special episode. Of course, I've got the woman who built this beautiful platform with me, and I get to pick her brain.
Is that what's happening today? You're picking my brain?
I think so. I mean, we don't really have a topic. You asked me to come up with...
At this point, I'm just, you know what? You know, sometimes I was thinking about it, that sometimes you just got to mark the register.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can't get an A.
But that's my life. You know, marking the register, it's not even a thing I have to do.
Like, that's not a good thing, though.
That's me breathing.
I don't think that's funny. Do you think that's funny?
No, I'm just saying, Guti, I think generally people take life too seriously.
I take life way too seriously.
Especially in 2024, where there's a 10 steps to everything.
I know!
So,
you're so right.
Right? Everything, yeah. like if you literally Google right now,
if or you go on TikTok
even, just search how to get over a flu in 20 minutes before my podcast.
There's a video. Oh,
there's a person who's made it their life's work.
To tell you how to get over flu.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, here's how you can change your life in 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow me for more tips.
And so for me, that culture is actually really stressful. To be honest, I've actually been drained by that.
Like, but that's what we do at Wisdom and Wellness, isn't it?
I mean, no. I guess it's
no,
similar.
No, but we don't really give 10 steps, do we? Hey, I'm just defending us here.
You do sometimes, but I don't know. I guess sometimes it just feels like you can always tell the intention behind someone who's giving advice because my job is to give advice or I've figured out that if I can do this consistently enough, I can build a brand.
Yeah.
And someone who actually learned something and thought to themselves, you know what, I should
share
this
with other people.
Yeah.
True.
So I think that's what it is. But anyway, enough with that.
Okay.
I just want to know, us being halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And obviously Wisdom and Wellness has just been incredible this year. You guys have been doing groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah, the team has been like fighting, hey?
The new team.
New. Well, only one person's new.
Yeah, but like, I think this year you guys have just been running like a well-oiled
machine. we've kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
It's
a business.
Like now we've got like our systems in place and versus when we started out, it was just like, it was a hobby. The passion project started taking over everything and I had to choose, do I choose this business or do I choose a passion project? And and then the passion project kind of became a business that remains a passion.
Yeah. So that being said, what do you think you prefer? Do you prefer running it like with your whole heart and putting literally your entire life and feeling all the emotions of having a business like that? Or do you like this new system that allows you to, one, create space for other people to contribute, but also gives you more time to be like, to do your spinach stuff?
And I don't have more time to do my spinach stuff.
That's true. But we can't tell people why you don't have more time.
Okay,
I'm just talking in the context.
Okay, in the context. I think what I, from the get-go, like there were platforms that really inspired me where there was like contributors and stuff like that. And I've always admired that. Like I love hearing from other people. That's why I enjoy reading books. That's why I enjoy podcast because I love hearing other people's thoughts. And so in the beginning, obviously Wisdom and Wellness was just my face, you know, and I didn't want that to be the thing because I think my own personal page is enough of my face.
Yeah.
So now I love that it's other people's ideas. I've been enjoying being on the other side of Sunday Nuggets where I get to read other people's.
The past 3 weeks have been amazing.
Right, it's been like, I said, like, when I read Amanda's, I was on my way back from the airport, and it's like, it was quite a long read, but it was so good. Like, I was just sitting there, I felt like I'm in a train ride in, like, London, and I'm just, like, reading this book, and I just imagined the scenario. So, yeah, I guess I like both parts, but everything has its things. Like, now, I can't just, like, before, I could just be like, oh, I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Yeah.
You know? When it's a passion project, you can be like, oh, nah, we've done enough. But now it's kind of like, no, you pay salaries. People are excited about this. So you have to.
There's an expectation.
There's an expectation and a responsibility. And, you know, as the visionary, if you don't have a vision, everybody else kind of starts like losing their passion and stuff. So you need to stay excited and stuff. But it's great because I'm constantly. Like wellness is a lifelong thing where you're just always not even learning, but more awakening something. Because I think we know all these things. It's just
it's a matter of practicing it every
practicing
day.
It, being reminded or hearing it in a different way.
Yeah,
nothing's new. It's just a different way of hearing or understanding.
I actually realized this morning when I was getting ready, because I was feeling actually not today, like yesterday, I was feeling kind of, I don't want to say depressed. But it was very down.
Yeah.
And
were you? Yesterday was?
It was last night.
It was in the evening. Last night you were sad.
I was quite sad. And I realized during the day I was fine.
Yeah.
And then I just realized, with you, every day we kind of go through life.
Yeah.
And based on whatever happens, based on whether someone responds to an email or not.
Yeah.
Whether you get something or not.
Yeah.
Whether you that opportunity opens up or it doesn't. Your mood is sort of
altered.
Yeah, it's altered based on that. And it's almost like it's a victim of that.
Yeah.
And I realized that actually the, I guess, the point of wellness and based holistic wellness is to be able to continuously keep yourself in a space where, yes, you're affected, but you're able to identify what it is that's making you sad, why you're feeling this way, and how to move forward, right?
Yeah.
And trying to balance out your emotions and your like your energy, like the way you are.
I think it's being able to have an intimate relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the best way. And by having an intimate relationship, like we have an intimate relationship, that doesn't mean it's a void of confrontation. It's not void of disagreement.
Yeah.
But in the same way we have disagreements, we have passion.
Yeah.
We have excitement, and then we have the hard work, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's wellness. That's how we should be with ourselves, where you get in touch with that sadness, where you don't just wish it away or think there's something wrong with you for being sad, but you actually say, huh, I wonder why that affected me. And I think what I'm enjoying most, because we have 7 a.m. prayer meetings. Prayer meetings are so formal. But we come together at 7 a.m. and we open a scripture. And then we pray, and then we always ask each other, what do you think? And I think those moments have allowed us to talk and say, actually, yesterday I was down and this is why. And in telling you that, I get to reflect and also deal with those emotions for myself. And and we need that safe space, if it's not with your partner, but with yourself, where you can be say, when you can admit to Gucci, I don't like this, or wow, I really, really feel good about this. And
not the door randomly opening. It's the Holy Spirit. You're welcome here.
I really feel good about this and I should celebrate myself. And Amanda mentioned it in her notes about emotional safety, emotional wellness is also being able to celebrate when you've done well for yourself. Because we think that emotional stability or emotional wellness is just recognizing when you need therapy, which is another spectrum. But there's a spectrum of, are you actually able to celebrate yourself? Is anything ever good enough for you?
So,
yeah.
That's a good perspective. And I think that was, for me, it was sort of liberating and scary in the same way. Because I recognized that, okay, this week I was able to sort of really feel the joy of, man, you know, we just came back from a holiday. And every time we come back from a holiday, I feel super inspired.
Yeah.
And I'm able to create from a place where, I don't know.
There's a new album every time you come back from holiday.
Every time. because I feel like it unblocks my mind. Generally I have the work done to a certain point.
Yeah.
But then there's just like another level that I need to access that requires, like, in a way, like a supernatural intervention.
Yeah.
So, but as I came back, I was so inspired and I think I was so positive because I was like, oh yes, it's coming together the way I saw it in my mind.
Yeah.
And then, but then I also realized that actually my life is obviously not rosy.
Mm.
And being open to now living this authentic life is to when you do feel like, because like I said, I had a conversation and it really got me down. It wasn't like a bad conversation.
Yeah.
It's something I've known. But I think because I was so open to being authentic, I was so honest with myself of what it is, of where that is in my life.
Yeah.
And then we went to McDonald's with the kids.
Yeah.
And Nuri was like, she was like, she became really sad. She was like, she's sad that we're gonna die
one day. So random.
And she's not gonna spend time with us. And I said, she said, one day when you guys are old, you guys are gonna die and you're not gonna spend time with me. And I said, Michael, you're six. You know, but
yeah. And she was genuinely sad. Yeah,
I know. But then I was thinking about it today, and I was like, could it be that maybe we've encouraged an environment of being honest with your thoughts or your thoughts or the way you feel?
Yeah,
and not just bottling it inside. Because I'm sure as a child, I might have felt that way, especially on days when I really loved my parents.
Yeah,
and I knew that
the
idea of death and whatnot, obviously trying to. You're making it make sense in your head.
Yeah.
And so, but the fact that she said it out loud and she shared it and was vulnerable with us.
Yeah.
And then we were able to talk her through it. You did a good job.
I didn't know what to say because it was such a, like we had a very long day and we couldn't make supper and we haven't had takeouts in a long time. And we just said, you know what, let's go get McDonald's, you know? Yeah. And the kids are like, yay. We all just kind of the mood lifted in the car and we're having a good time.
That's what was interesting about it was it wasn't from a place of fear.
No, we were having a great time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the way in which she, like, I saw her tears, her vulnerability, say, like, it was scary for me because I didn't even know what to say. But I mean, you kind of navigated it pretty well.
I think, you know why? I think it's because that's how I was feeling.
Okay.
Not so much as, oh, what's going to happen if you die?
Yeah.
But the idea of, oh man, things are so nice the way they are.
Yeah.
And what if this got disrupted in such a way that I could never get this feeling back?
Sure.
And so I could relate on it on that level.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, again, sometimes I hate to use the word depression, but sometimes depression comes from a state of thinking, having things go well, but being so anxious about it.
Yeah, more anxiety. Yeah,
it's more really anxiety. Yeah. But then
being anxious about the future, right?
Yes, but then it pushes you to depression because now you get so stuck in that sadness of, oh, what if this is it ultimately? You know, what if I actually don't become? So anyway, so I was thinking about that and I was just like, actually, that is the work. Like every day, creating a relationship with God is really setting yourself up to create an environment where you are actively becoming the person you want to be.
Yeah.
And actively reminding yourself. Like it's an active thing. It's not something you do once and you're like, oh, now I know, now I've got my routine. I go for a run and I feel this way. Because this whole week we've been doing all that. We've been doing the routines. You've been eating well, drinking your water. And yet still there's a level of a need for God or the Holy Spirit to be helping you navigate and sort of put you in again, I like, you know, my Formula One analogies are always, they always slap,
but come through with them.
You gotta put yourself in the window. You know, when a car is going for like a qualifier, there's a window where the tires are at their optimal level.
Uh-huh.
And they operate at a level that's higher than any other time.
Yeah.
And I think those are the moments that we live for. Those are like when you do Unlimited Fest, which we'll get into. When you do Unlimited Fest and you literally are operating at your peak performance.
Yeah.
Right? Let's call it that. Peak performance. But on every other time, you're operating at a high level, but not peak.
Mm.
And so we do need the Holy Spirit to help us during those times to say, look, you are a peak performer.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be performing at a peak level right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to be okay with that, especially if you're a high performer. And I know you're a very high performer.
Yeah.
You love doing big things.
Yeah.
And doing big things at a high level.
Yeah.
So now, segue.
Okay.
Tell me about what it actually means.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, and I mean, I'll come from it from a music perspective.
Okay.
Because people look at, they look at like making hit songs. Oh, you have a record of the year nominated song,
mm.
or you have this, like that must be so fun. Must be, this must
like
be,
like
that
the,
is the life.
Yeah.
And people send me DMs, be like, dude, I just want to work with you.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I'm also, you know, and it's like, yeah, but there's another side to it.
Yeah.
And there's a cross that you have to carry. And there's, again, there's that anxiety of knowing that you've done this and knowing that, well, for the rest of my life, I have to do this over and over again.
And it has to be better.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So how does that work
yeah.
for you when your work is obviously very much, it's very personal.
Yeah.
But it's also, it helps so many people. But there's also a, there's a performance to it.
100%.
And there's a, there's like, it's an event
yeah.
and it's a show.
Yeah.
How do you navigate those waters of what do you do next?
Mm-hmm.
What is coming next?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, are you doing better? Are you going bigger? Are you going deeper?
Okay. We actually spoke about this, that it's not always about going bigger, but going deeper.
Yeah. But you know, when you speak something, you actually are prophesying. We were prophesying on our own lives because we,
yeah.
since we've spoken, which was the first episode this year, right?
Is it? I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, we've had to go.
We've had to really,
really
put
deep.
That into practice. But yeah, so just give me your.
Oh, do you want the honest truth?
That's what we do here.
That's what we do here. I was thinking this morning in the shower, right? And I was thinking of when Kevin Hart did his Netflix comedy special.
Okay.
And people were going on about, you're not funny anymore, you should just stop, blah, 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 right? Remember?
Yeah.
Right? Of which I really enjoyed, you know? It's just a different offering and it's he's in a different space in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of Dave Chappelle and how he was talking about this is the worst time in history to be a comedian because, mm-hmm. like, you have to be
also,
so...
Also, I put Mpumi on to Dave Chappelle.
I'm like a huge Dave Chappelle fan.
She's like the, it's probably the strangest Dave Chappelle fan.
I love Dave Chappelle. He's my favorite. And you're talking about how hard it is right now to be a comedian. And I was thinking of when Mama O was doing her tour, I think it was 2020, and she fell on stage and
yeah.
people thought that was the most entertaining thing to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking of all these things and I thought, it is, we're living in a time where it is the hardest time to create anything, anything that is real and truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not dealing with people taking your work and just duplicating it, then you're dealing with people looking to just see what's wrong, like to see, to make it a bad thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So now, with 3 years ago, creating is such a fun thing. I don't know if this is true for music as well.
Yeah.
But I think based on your conversations with Murda, I think it's the same thing. It is the hardest time to be a creative because everyone has a say.
In your creation,
the growth of it, everybody has a say. Where that wasn't always the case. You know,
yeah.
you could get to create and be honest, be like, oh, okay. Like when I was starting out with Anino, I made so many mistakes, but I grew from those mistakes. And those were some of the best mistakes I made. But I thought I could have body butters at a store.
Yeah.
You know, this is before a time where it was so easily accessible to have
products
in a store. But it's like you had the space to be so naive, whereas now we no longer have the space to be so naive.
We don't.
So back to your question, for me, it's taken away the fun.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you should do anything if there's no more fun in it anymore.
You know, funny enough, like we actually had this conversation, and I think it's also, it's really a conversation about pioneering.
Okay.
And because don't get me wrong, creating music and even doing events or doing a podcast, like all of that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And you can do it. And it's really when you feel like, oh, you want to do something different that doesn't fit the previous mold.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you start to encounter a lot of these issues.
Which is my personality, right?
100%. And I think the people who struggle with that are the people who love to engineer.
Mm.
And that's the thing. Like, I love to engineer.
Yeah.
So as a musician, it's like, if I'm doing music that's really doing great in the club, and then I'm doing a gospel album that's really doing great, it's like, I feel like I'm engineering.
Yeah.
I'm bringing this spiritual experience to people who might not experience it, right?
Yeah.
But then you have people who are audiences who might not look at it that way and might look at it as, oh no, you're not authentic, or it's not real, what you do is not true, or this is not what the Bible says, right? Because that's favorite
stance,
one.
Yeah.
This is not what the Bible says. And so I think my question to you then is, what do you think the price of pioneering and engineering is in 2024?
Oh, geez, the price of pioneering in 2024. I think it's being, I don't know if it's just a 2024 thing, but Steve Jobs got fired from his own company.
That's fact.
Because he saw what nobody else could see. And Steve Jobs is no longer here, but his work
continues.
Our whole business can't function without Steve Jobs saying, putting his foot down, you know, getting fired and then being brought back. And so it kind of looks like that. But also, just to add on to your question, do you think, I'm asking you a question now, do you think God has leeway? Like, for example, do you think Joseph could have opted out? And what would have happened if Joseph opted out? Do you think God would have been like, I get it, son? Or it's...
Yes, actually, I do. And you know, I don't know what I was listening to. Oh, it's that. So we were listening to a podcast by Lisa Bevere and John Bevere.
Yeah.
And they tell a story about a couple that had gone through a very, very traumatic experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think, and I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to the lady and said, God says you can leave the marriage
and
he will bless you.
Yeah.
Or you can stay in the marriage and he will bless you double. And I believe that to be true.
Sure.
I believe that if you chicken out and you say, God...
Is it chickening?
It is.
Can we use the word opt out?
Let's say opt. Okay. If you opt out and you say, I don't want to do it because I know I'm going to catch heat.
Yeah.
And people are going to dissect it and they're going to look at it a certain way.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I'm going to be the villain.
Yeah.
Obviously, until I'm the hero again, because that's the cycle of life.
Yeah.
And God will be like, I think God looks at that and says, I understand. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, and I hope you guys learned something.
Yeah.
And till the next one.